的主题是末世的属灵征战。
And our theme today is the spiritual warfare of the end times.
啊，我们谈到了要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
And we have talked about putting on the whole armor of God.
以真理当作腰带束腰。
So that we gird our waist with the belt of truth.
啊，以公义当作护心镜遮胸。
And the breastplate of righteousness.
啊，以平安的福音的鞋穿在脚上。
And to shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
我们继续来谈第四个武器。
And we will continue to talk about the fourth weapon.
请看以弗所书第六章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
十六节。
Verse
16. 六章十六节。
Six verse 16.
此外又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。啊，这里谈到说信德当作藤牌。
So here it talks about the shield of faith.
啊，藤牌啊，也就是盾牌。
So it's a shield.
就是盾牌，能够抵挡啊敌方的射出来的箭。
And it is able to quench all the darts of the enemy.
啊，如果我们有盾牌。
So if we have a shield.
啊，能够挡掉了啊这个敌人的箭。
Then it is able to quench all the darts of the enemy.
来保全自己的生命。
So that we can be saved.
啊，我们基督徒的盾牌是什么？
And what is the shield of Christians?
啊，就是因为信靠神啊，所展现出来的好品德。
And it is because we rely on God.
啊，而且我们有好的行为。
And we have good deeds.
啊，这个品德是因为我们对神的信靠。
And our good deeds are because of our reliance on God.
啊，如果不是对于神的信靠。
And if it is not because of our faith,
啊，我们的品德呢，不一定能够救我们。
Then our deeds may not be able to save us.
啊，在这世上有很多好行为的人。
So there are a lot of people that do good works in the world.
啊，但是他们还是一样遭受很多的灾难。
However, they still face many disasters.
啊，在危险的日子，他们的行为不能够救他们。
And in the end days, their deeds cannot save them.
啊，甚至产生很多冤屈的事情。
And there will be many things that
啊，因为好人被冤枉啊。
And they will be accused.
啊，那这个传道书说啊，在这个日光之下。
So in Ecclesiastes it says that under the sun.
你如果看到有人被啊欺压。
If someone is being accused.
啊，又得不到申诉。
And they are not able to win the argument.
哎，就是得不到伸冤。啊，他被诬赖或者是被误会。
So they are being wrongly accused.
啊，他没有一个保护伞来保护他。
And they don't have a shield of protection.
啊，虽然他有好行为。
Even though they have good works.
啊，但是不足以保护他。
But it is not enough to protect them.
啊，所以就觉得说这世上实在太不公义了。
So it feels like the world is very unfair.
啊，但是我们信主的人。
But for us that believe in God.
啊，如果我们有好的行为。
If we have good deeds.
啊，而且是出自于对神的信靠。
And it comes from our faith in God.
啊，那这样敌人就不能够来攻击我们。
Then the enemy cannot attack us.
啊，虽然他攻击我们。
And even if they attack us.
啊，但是每一支攻击的箭都被我们的盾牌挡掉了。
All the fiery darts will be quenched by our shield.
啊，旧约的信心之父亚伯拉罕。
So in the Old Testament, we have the father of faith, which is Abraham.
他经历了战争之后。
After he went through warfare.
啊，神保护他。
God protected him.
啊，让他能够得胜。
And he was able to have victory.
啊，但是呢，神进一步要成为他的盾牌。
But God wanted to become his shield.
啊，请看创世纪的第十五章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 15.
创世纪的第十五章第一节。
Genesis chapter 15 verse 1.
十五章第一节，这是以后耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯兰说：“亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。”啊，这里神呢，啊，向亚伯兰来显现。
So here God appeared to Abraham.
啊，说你不要惧怕。
and told him, "Do not be afraid."
亚伯兰那时候惧怕什么事呢？
So what was Abraham afraid of at the time?
他刚经历的战争。
So he had just gone through a war.
敌人一时被他打败。
And the enemy was defeated by him.
当然是神的帮助。
And it was by God's help.
但是往后的日子怎么办呢？
But what about the days after?
再来，神应许他要得到子孙。
And God also promised him descendants.
但是他还没有得到啊。
But he hasn't received them yet.
这对亚伯兰是一个信心的考验。
So to Abraham, this is a test of faith.
人基本生命的需求。
And this is a necessity in life.
就是生命的安全。
And that is the safety in life.
还有能够传承后代子孙。
And to be able to have descendants.
但是神向亚伯兰显现。
But God appeared to Abraham.
说我要成为你的盾牌。
And said that I am your shield.
这个盾牌其中一点啊，就是要大大的赏赐他。
And one of the qualities of the shield is his exceedingly great reward.
所以神作为亚伯兰的盾牌。
So as Abraham's shield.
我们看以后他虽然遇到环境的压迫。
Even though Abraham was persecuted by his
environment. 但是神真的成为他的盾牌。
But God really became his shield.
保护他走完一生的道路。
And he protected him in his whole life.
他也能够完成神对他的期待。
And Abraham was able to fulfill God's will.
他立下典范成为信心之父。
And he set an example as a father of faith.
我们信主的人，主耶稣成为我们的盾牌。
And for us believers, Jesus has become our shield.
当主耶稣要升天之前。
Before Jesus went up to heaven.
主耶稣说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
He said that the authority of the heavens and the earth has come to me.
主耶稣已经从死里复活。
And Jesus has risen from the dead.
战胜了死亡和罪。
And he was victorious over death and sin.
这时候呢，这个权柄已经赐给他。
And at that time, the authority was already given to him.
所以启示录有这样的讲述说了。
So in Revelations.
当主耶稣得到权柄。
When Jesus receives his authority.
那么魔鬼原本在神的面前昼夜控告我们这些做弟兄的。
Then the devil initially accused the members of the church.
现在都被摔到地上了。
But they are cast to the ground.
我们看启示录的第十二章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 12.
第十节。
Verse 10.
启示录十二章第十节。
Revelation chapter 12 verse 10.
我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。十一节。
11.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死也不爱惜生命。这里有这样的描述。
So here it describes,
神的救恩和能力国度。
That God's salvation, strength, and kingdom.
还有基督的权柄。
And the power of Christ.
现在都来到了。
They have come.
来到就是成全了啦。
And it has been fulfilled.
主耶稣是借着十字架的救恩成全的。
And Jesus fulfilled this through the salvation of the cross.
所以魔鬼已经毫无作用，毫无能力了。
So the devil no longer has any power.
但是呢，魔鬼来到地上。
But the devil came to the earth.
原本他在神的面前昼夜控告我们这些做弟兄的。
So originally he was accusing members before God.
但是他来到地上呢，继续要控告，要迷惑我们。
But after he came to the earth, he continued to accuse and tempt.
我们如何胜过他？
So how do we win against him?
就是靠羔羊的血。
That is by the blood of the lamb.
也就是说要受洗来赦罪。
And that is to be baptized for the remission of sins.
正如罗马书八章那里所说的。
Like what it mentions in Romans chapter 8.
看罗马书的第八章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 8.
33节。
Verse 33.
罗马书八章三十三节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 33.
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义的。34节。谁能定他们的罪呢？ 有基督已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。这里说，谁能控告神所拣选的呢？
So here it says, who shall bring a charge against God's elect?、
啊、有神称他们为义的。
Because God already justified them.、
啊、神如何称我们为义？
So how did God justify us?
乃是借着羔羊的血。
It is through the blood of the Lamb.、
啊、所以今天我们都已经借着羔羊的血洗净了。
So today we have all been washed by the blood、
啊、
of the Lamb.
无任何人能够控告我们了。
So no one can accuse us anymore.、
啊、当我们从水里上来。
And when we come out from water baptism,、
啊、从在基督里我们就是成为新造的人。
In Christ, we have become a new man.、
啊、过去就最深的我已经死了。
And、our old self with sin has died.、
啊、在基督里我们已经是重生的人。
In Christ, we have become a new man.、
啊、因为我们借着羔羊的血得胜了。
Because we have been victorious by the blood of the Lamb.、
啊、但是我们还要继续在世上来行事为人呢、啊。
But we must still continue to live on the earth.、
啊、还有恶者会引诱我们、啊、
And the devil will also tempt us.、
啊、昨天我们提到、啊、
So yesterday we mentioned、
啊、魔鬼不会放过我们
that the devil will not let us go.
这是我们要去、啊啊这个、有这样的觉醒。
So we must have this awareness.
既然这样
So if this is the case,
我们要战胜他。
We must be victorious、
啊、
over him.
要借着羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
And through the blood of the Lamb and our own witness.
我们在世行事为人就是耶稣基督的见证人。
So on the earth, we are the witnesses of Jesus Christ.、
啊、我们在世上就是、啊、神在世上的和平的使者了。
So when we are on the earth, we are the messengers of God.、
啊、神派我们在世上为大使。
And we have become messengers on the earth.、
哎、我们就是天国的大使啊，在地上啊。
And we are the heavenly messengers on earth.、
啊、那就是要为天国而见证。
So we must testify for the heavenly kingdom.、
啊、如果有人看到我们不好的行为
If someone sees our wrong deeds,
你叫他来信耶稣
And you tell them to believe in Jesus,
将来到天国他会相信吗
So in the future, will they believe?、
啊、所以见证的道才能够战胜、啊、人的控告。
So that、our testimony can win over the accusement of others.
当我们的、这个盾牌、啊、我们擦亮了，我们、啊、坚固了。
If we polish and strengthen our shield,、
啊、魔鬼一支一支的箭射过来，没有办法，没有办法射中我们呐、啊。
Then all the darts shoot、that is shot by the devil, it is not able to hurt us.、
啊、所以这个品德的好行为。
So in our good deeds,、
啊、就像一个盾牌。
It is like a shield,、
啊、能够保护我们。
And it can protect us,、
啊、不会中箭。
So that we will not be hurt by the darts.、
啊、彼得前书的二章十二节。
And in 1 Peter chapter 2、
啊、
verse 12.
请读彼得前书二章十二节。
Let us read 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 12.
你们在外邦人中应当品性端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。这里我们很熟的经文。
So this is a very familiar verse.、
啊、在外邦人中、
within Gentiles,、
啊、我们常常会被用放大镜来检验。
We are often,、they often look at us with a magnifying glass.、
哎、你们是信耶稣的。
That we believe in Jesus.、
啊、那耶稣 教人要有好行为。
And Jesus told us to have good deeds.、
啊、他会用、啊放大镜来检验我们、哦、
And they will examine us with a magnifying glass.、
啊、我们即便没有什么瑕疵，没有什么、啊、把柄落在他们手里。
And even if we don't have any weaknesses or shortcomings,
他会也会鸡蛋里挑骨头啊。
They will also try to、pick out any weaknesses you might have.
就是吹毛求疵了，就是、哦、找你的小毛病啊。
And they will try to pick out any small things that you might have.、
啊、所以我们如何保护自己
So how do we protect ourselves?
就是好行为啊
That is by good works.、
啊、当有人、啊、来毁谤我们的时候
When someone is accusing us,、
啊、那这个就可以经得起考验了
So that we can go through the test.、
啊、他可能不明白
And they may not understand.
或者是误会
Or they might、think of us wrongly.
但是他会去检验呢、啊。
But they will examine us.
啊，经过检验之后。
And through the test.
因为这个人是有好行为啊。
They'll realize that this person has good works.
并不像人家传的那个不好行为的人啊。
And we are not like others who do evil deeds.
哎，他们得到证据了。
And they will have this proof.
哎，证明这是一个好人呐。
The proof that this is a good person.
信耶稣的是好人。
And that those who believe in Jesus are good.
他们啊，不但会啊，在鉴察日子归荣耀给神。
And they will glorify God in the day of visitation.
啊，说不定啊，他会跟我们来信耶稣啊。
And perhaps they will also believe in Christ with us.
啊，有一个慕道者就是因为这样来信耶稣的。
So there was a truth seeker that came to believe because of this.
我们有一个弟兄在公司上班。
We have a brother that works in the company.
哦，他非常的尽忠职守。
And he is very responsible.
哦，他也很乐意来帮助人。
And he is very willing to help others.
啊，在同事之间呢，有时候大家都是自顾自己的啦。
And in his coworkers, often they only care about themselves.
啊，很多事情啊，本来不是你该做的哈。
So there are many things that you don't have to do.
啊，如果你是菜鸟，或者是你好欺负啊，别人都把更多的事情堆到你身上。
But if you are someone new, then everyone will try to put all the tasks onto you.
那我们这个弟兄刚到这个公司。
So our brother was new to this company.
哎，大家就是这么对待他。
So everyone treated him this way.
啊，但是呢，他全部接受。
But he accepted everything.
啊，他认为多做就是多学习啊。
And he thinks that if he does more, then he is learning more.
啊，他做的越多啊，他越能够进入状况。
And the more he does, the better that he is able to adjust.
啊，而且呢，他很乐意帮助别人。
And he is very willing to help others.
啊，那有好的人缘。
So he has very good connections.
啊，有新的人要欺负他。
And when there is someone new that is trying to bully him,
都没有办法找到把柄。
They are unable to find any shortcomings in him.
他脾气又很好。
And he has a very good temper.
啊，因为心中有主。
Because he has God in his heart.
他很快乐。
And he is very joyful.
哇，他的气氛就感染了整个公司。
And he was able to affect the whole company.
后来就有同事对他说。
So one of his coworkers said,
你是不是信耶稣的?
And asked him if he was a Christian.
哎，他说你怎么知道啊?
And our brother asked, how did you know?
因为看你的行为就是信耶稣的人。
And he said that from your deeds, I can tell you're a Christian.
你要不要告诉我你们的教会，你们的耶稣怎么把你教得这么好?
Do you want to tell me how your Jesus taught you so well?
啊，他说你来看啊，来啊，跟我来教会啊。
And our brother invited him to come to church with him.
是同事主动邀请，主动要来。
And it was his coworker that wanted to come.
啊，借机会邀请他到教会来。
So our brother invited him to our church.
因为他看到耶稣把他的门徒教导得这么好啊。
Because his coworker saw that Jesus taught his disciples so well.
哎，我们有时候传福音啊，讲了老半天，没有一个人要来听，要来信啊。
So sometimes when we preach the gospel, no one wants to listen.
但是慕道者看到我们的好行为，自动要求要到教会。
But this truth seeker saw our good deeds and wanted to come to church by themselves.
不但归荣耀给神。也能够见证耶稣让人来得到福音啊。
It is not only glorifying God, but also testifying for God so that others can come to believe.
所以好行为啊，能够一方面保护自己。
So our good works can not only protect ourselves.
啊，虽然一时被误会啊。
And even though we may be wrongly accused.
但是神在看啊。
But God is looking at us.
我们说约瑟就是这样。
And this is what happened to Joseph.
啊，我们常常用约瑟做例子了哈。
So we often use Joseph as an example.
啊，约瑟啊，如果说以一般的看法说，命运对待他实在是很不公平。
So from the usual perspective, we will think that fate is really unfair to Joseph.
约瑟的故事我们都很清楚。
And we are all very familiar with his story.
他有好行为，然后呢又。指出兄长们的错误。
He has many good works, and he pointed out the wrongdoings of his brothers.
因此这样就遭嫉妒了。
But because of this, they were jealous of him.
后来被卖到埃及。
And he was sold to Egypt.
在他的主人的家里他得到信任。
And in his master's house, he gained trust.
这个主人的 家产啊，除了太太以外啊，全部交给他。
And his master gave him all his possessions except for his wife.
主人的太太每天又眉目送情，要引诱他犯罪。
But the master's wife tried to tempt him every day.
但是呢，他不肯屈就
But he did not give in.
他宁可被诬赖来下监牢。
He'd rather be wrongly accused and be put in prison.
他也没有埋怨
But he did not complain against God.
我们说他被卖到外国。
And he was sold to a foreign country.
如果一般人他会认为说我是被抛弃的人。
Typically, we may think that, he is someone that was cast away.
他可能会自暴自弃
And he might give up on himself.
在这个人生地不熟的地方。
And in a very foreign place.
家人都不在旁边。
He had no family.
他大可犯罪
He could have sinned.
但是他心中有神。
But he had God in his heart.
他说，我怎么可以做这大恶来得罪神呢？
He said, how can I commit this great sin against God?
对方是主动要送给他
And someone is trying to tempt him.
但是他说，这个不是我该得的。
But he said, this is not something I should have.
我怎么可以做这大恶来得罪神
How can I commit this great sin against God?
他被诬赖就下监狱了。
And he was falsely accused and put in prison.
在那边也表现得很好
But even in prison, he was a good man.
又被酒政把他忘记了。
But the butler forgot about him.
但是呢，神到的时候。
But in God's timing,
让他从监狱被提出来。
He was able to be freed from prison.
借着为法老解梦。
And he was able to explain Pharaoh's dreams.
他被升为宰相。
He was put as the prime minister.
为什么他能够当宰相
And why was he able to become the prime minister?
都是因为前面的忍耐。
It is because of his endurance.
都是因为他前面的坚持。
Because of how he endured.
他坚持要有好行为。
And he persevered to have good works.
因为他是敬畏神的人。
Because he is something that
fears God. 敬畏神的人不能犯罪。
And those that fear God cannot commit sin.
宁可被诬赖、被陷害，他也不犯罪。
He would rather be falsely accused and he would not sin.
这才是我们的担当
So this is what we should be like.
看起来他一时落难
Even though he was in a difficult time.
但是呢，神把他提升为宰相。
But God exalted him to be a prime minister.
而且成就了后来的好光景。
And was able to have a good ending.
他能够保全他全家人的性命
So that his whole family could be saved.
后来保全了整个以色列民族
And he was able to save the whole nation of Israel.
这都是神借着约瑟的一种安排。
And this is all God's plan through Joseph.
约瑟扮演好神要他当的角色。
And this is, and Joseph acted in a good way that God wanted.
都是因为他愿意走在主的路上。
And this is because he was willing to walk on God's path.
所以今天我们在这一个罪恶的世界。
So in this world.
我们最大的保护伞是什么？
What is our greatest shield?
最大的保护伞就是我们因为信神而坚持有好的行为。
It is that by faith we persevere to have good works.
我们不必说为自己什么要把自己弄得很安全
And we should not try to put ourselves in a very safe place.
尽本分就好了。
As long as we do our best.
这个环境是险恶的，没有错。
Because our environment is very wicked.
我们要学会保护自己。
We must learn to protect ourselves.
但是人在有什么智慧？
But according to human wisdom,
做得再周全,
no matter how much we do,
你还有疏漏的地方呢。
There are still things that we may miss.
那其他就只有交托神了。
So the rest we must leave to God.
我们交托神，我们做不足的地方，神帮我们补足
And all our shortcomings, God will fulfill them.
就是我们有好的行为嘛。
And as long as we have good works.
那到了彼得前书的第三章。
So in 1 Peter chapter 3.
这里讲到教导做妻子的。
Here it is teaching the wives.
那当然了，从第七节开始是教导做丈夫的。
And starting from verse 7, it is teaching the husbands.
这个圣经没有重男轻女
So the Bible does not regard one above the other.
圣经教导做男人的、做女人都要尽他的本分。
And the Bible teaches the man and woman to do their best.
那这里一开始是讲到做妻子的。
So here first talks about the wives.
要顺服自己的丈夫。
That they must be submissive to their husbands.
他特别举一个例子。
And there's an example here.
若有不信从道理的丈夫。
If they have a husband that it does not believe.
虽然他们不听道。
Even though they don't listen to the truth.
也可以因妻子的品性被感化过来。
They are able to be changed by their wives.
为什么会这样？
And why is this so?
正是因为看见你们有贞洁的品性。
And it is because they are able to see that they have good deeds.
还有敬畏的心啦。
And they have a heart of reverence.
我们说日久才能够见人心。
And we say that we can only see someone's heart after a long period of time.
有时候不用急着来这个计较短时间的利益。
So we don't need to try to have benefits in the short time.
路遥才能知马力的。
So we can only see once a long time has passed.
实际上就有一个见证。
So there's this testimony.
有一个我们的姐妹，她的先生还没信耶稣。
So we have a sister, her husband is not a believer yet.
这个姐妹她结婚以后，她尽做妻子的本分。
So after the sister got married, she did all that she could do as a wife.
她料理家务。
And she did all the chores.
相夫教子。
And she taught her kids.
辅佐她的丈夫。
And she helped her husband.
也教导她的儿女。
And she also taught her children.
虽然丈夫还没有来信耶稣。
And even though her husband was not a believer.
她把三个孩子带到教会来受洗信主。
She brought her three children to the church for them to be baptized.
那一开始丈夫很不能接受。
And at first her husband could not accept it.
为什么把孩子带到教会呢？
How come she brought her children to the church?
但是呢，已经做了，她就没办法了。
But she already did it, so he had nothing else to do.
而且她在这个丈夫的家庭里面。
And within the husband's household.
侍奉她的公公。
She served her father-in-law.
还有她的几个小姑小叔五六个那时候都年纪还小。
And all her sisters and brothers-in-laws.
她是做大嫂的。
And she was the oldest sister-in-law.
她把这个小姑小叔料理的非常的妥当。
And she took care of her brothers and sisters-in-law very well.
这些小姑小叔后来都长大成人了。
And after they grew up,
非常的敬重这一位大嫂。
They respected their sister-in-law a lot.
这个大嫂如同他们的母亲一样，母亲早就过世了。
And because her husband's mother passed away early, all his brothers and sisters.
但是这个当丈夫的却不守这个婚姻之道。
Viewed our sister as a mother, and but the husband was not faithful to their marriage.
因为没有信耶稣嘛。
Because he was not a believer.
所以道德行为在外面就很乱
So all his deeds outside was very evil.
已经自己有太太，太太又这么好。
He had such a good wife.
但是他还是我在外面有了女人
But he had someone else outside.
有一回这个太太就抱。警察去抓到了。
And once this wife called the police and caught them.
那这个丈夫的当然很羞愧又很生气。
So the husband was very ashamed and angry.
警察说你要不要这个控诉他
？And the police asked the sister if she wanted to accuse him.
这个姐妹她心里这样想。
But the sister thought.
只要丈夫能够这个悔改
As long as the husband can repent,
她愿意赦免他。
Then she is willing to forgive him.
丈夫真的说好，我愿意悔改。
So the husband said, "Yes, I'm willing to repent."
外面的女人当然要处理掉
And he got rid of the woman he had outside.
所以她这个当太太的，她就不要控告丈夫还有外面这个女人。
So the wife did not accuse him.
她撤销了这是不控诉他。
And he did not bring him, and she did not bring him to court.
因为她要用爱包容她丈夫。
Because she received him with love.
因为如果她没有原谅她丈夫。
Because if she didn't forgive him.
有三个小孩。
They had three children.
这个家庭一定会破碎。
Then their family would have been broken.
那怎么办呢？
Then what would she do?
她也想要救她丈夫啊。
And she also wanted to save her husband.
希望她丈夫来得救啊，来信耶稣啊。
And she wanted him to come to believe.
哦，所以她想得很远呢。
So she thought very far.
她没有看到眼前自己的利益啊，已经受损了。
She did not see that in the moment she was already without benefit.
她可以控告他，但是她不要。
She could have brought him to court, but she didn't want to.
用耶稣的爱来包容。
And she was able to forgive him with God's love.
那个娘家这边的亲戚，大家都觉得很不能够接受啊。
And all of her own family, they couldn't accept this.
我们替你出气，你到事到临头了，你又打消念头。
They were angry for her and encouraged her, but she didn't want to bring him to court.
以后你再被你丈夫欺负啊，我们就没办法帮助你了。
And in the future, if her husband continues in this way, then they're unable to help her.
但是这个当妻子的，她说我有耶稣的爱。
But this wife, she said that I have the love of Jesus.
我要以耶稣的爱来化消这一切。
And that I will overcome this with Jesus' love.
我要挽回一个罪人。
And I will try to save a sinner.
所以她忍气吞声。
So she endured.
她继续就是尽她的本分哈。
And she continued to do her job as a wife.
但是丈夫有悔改吗
？But did her husband repent?
没有悔改啊。
He did not change.
到外面又乱来啊。
And he continued in his evil deeds.
她只有忍气吞声啊。
But she just endured.
但是她尽机会抓到机会，她就带先生来教会。
But every time she had the chance, she brought her husband to the church.
只要有布道会，就邀请先生来。
Every time there was an evangelical service, she invited her husband.
有时候先生虽然来了，但是不是为了听道理啊。
And even though her husband would come, it is not for the truth.
当太太的就下定决心了。
So this wife made a determination.
为先生祷告。
To pray for her husband.
甚至禁食祷告。
And she fasted and prayed.
禁食祷告好几年。
And she fasted and prayed for many years.
时候到了。
And God's timing.
主耶稣出手了。
And Jesus stretched out his hand.
因为姐妹长期的祷告。
Because of the sister's long time prayer.
主耶稣出手了。
Jesus stretched out his hand.
怎么出手？
How did he do it?
这个当先生的，年纪还差不多40岁啊，就得到了这个癌症啊。
So this husband was only about 40 years old, but he had cancer.
他生意做得很大。
He had a very large business.
但是也很忙碌，把身体累坏了。
And he was very busy, so he was too tired.
太太为他祷告。
And his wife prayed for him.
叫他赶快就医。
And told him to seek the doctors.
他不要啊。
But he didn't want to.
他相信说，我这么年轻，怎么可能得到这种绝症？
He felt that he was so young. How could I have a chronic illness?
太太继续流着眼泪为他祷告。
But the wife continued to weep and pray for him.
能做的就是为他祷告啊。
And all she could do was pray for him.
又过了一年了，这个病情就很严重了。
So after another year, her husband was very ill.
医生说只剩下2个月了。
And the doctor said that he only had 2 months left.
这么严重啊。
And it was very severe.
这时候这个当先生的才警觉啊，哎呀，事态严重。
So this husband finally realized that this was very serious.
这时候才肯跟着太太到教会来。
And at that time, he was finally willing to come to church.
他到教会来。
So when he came to church,
跪下去祷告。
He knelt down and prayed.
痛哭流涕。
And he wept.
想到过去的罪恶。
And he remembered all his sins.
想到这么好的太太。
He remembered how good of a wife he had.
一生不离不弃。
But he and his wife never left him.
我这么恶待他，他还不离不弃。
Even though he treated her so poorly, she still never left him.
所以他跟耶稣悔改。
So he repented to Jesus.
据当时的注目传道这样说。
And the resident pastor at the time.
那一天的祷告好像是重水的声音打雷的声音，因为圣灵很充满。
He said that the prayer that day,
整个教会
the entire church was filled with prayer.
当先生的他也痛改前非。
And this husband also repented.
传道勉励他。
And the preacher encouraged him.
说你明天安息日还要来哦。
And he encouraged him to come on Sabbath.
因为主耶稣要救你哦。
Because Jesus wants to save him.
你要来哦，你快要得圣灵了。
So he must come because he almost has the Holy Spirit.
隔天安息日上午，他真的又来参加安息日。
So the next day, he really came for Sabbath service.
祷告的时候，真的得到圣灵了。
And he actually received the Holy Spirit.
非常的快的，非常的高兴。
So he was very joyful.
主耶稣接纳这一个罪人。
And Jesus has received the sinner.
也因为这个太太长期为他进食祷告。
And because his wife prayed and fasted for him.
那因为医生说时候不多了。
But because the doctor said that he doesn't have much time.
所以就赶紧的紧急施洗。
So he got baptized.
施洗之后呢，就比较安全了哈，感觉安全了哈。
So it felt safer for him after baptism.
虽然肉体一天一天的毁坏。
Even though his flesh was deteriorating.
但是他已经信主了。
But he has already come to believe.
心中有盼望。
And he had hope in his heart.
他就默默地等待主耶稣如何带领他的往后的日子。
So he waited on how God would guide his steps.
那个癌末的病人。
So in his last stage of cancer.
那真的是很痛苦。
It was very painful.
但是主耶稣跟他同在。
But God was with him.
就在快离世之前了。
So right before he passed away.
主耶稣还让他看天使啊。
Jesus allowed him to see angels.
还把家人叫到他的床边。
And he called his family to his bed.
说你们要好好的信主啊，要守道理哦。
And he told them to continue believing in God and keep
his ways. 以前是不要让小孩来参加聚会的了。
In the past, he didn't let his children to come to service.
现在快离世的说，勉励他的孩子说，要好好守道理。
But right before he passed away, he encouraged his children to keep the word.
我们将来天国见面。
And he told them that we will meet again in heaven.
说这样的人怎么能够得到这么大的福气啊？
So how did this kind of person receive such grace?
后来他过世了，也办丧礼了。
So after he passed away and had his funeral.
认识他的那一些福音工人啊。
All the gospel workers that knew him.
他们有的说，哎呀，这种人也配得救哦。
Some of them said, how can this kind of person be saved?
就好像那个十字架边的那个强盗一样啊。
It is like the robber on the cross.
因为他在临终的时候，他愿意信耶稣啊。
It is because right before he passed away, he was willing to believe.
只要一口气在啊。
As long as he still had a breath.
都还来得及。
It is still not too late.
感谢主啊。
And thank God.
就留下了一个美好的见证。
He was able to leave behind a beautiful testimony.
先生这么不好。
The husband is so bad.
但是信主的姐妹。
But this member.
有耶稣基督的爱。
The sister had the love of Jesus Christ.
赦免她的先生。
And she was able to forgive her husband.
还长期为他祷告。
And she prayed for him.
这个要付出很大的代价。
And she paid a great price.
所以圣经这样说啊。
So the Bible says,
说爱能够挽回一个罪人。
That love, it can
恨不能够挽回罪人。
It can help a sinner return.
刑罚也不一定能够挽回罪人。
But hatred and the law, it may not be able to do so.
只有爱才能够挽回一个罪人。
Only love can help a sinner return.
我们的主耶稣就是这样做到啊。
And this is how our Jesus Christ did it.
他还在我们当罪人的时候就为我们而死了。
Jesus died for us when we were still sinners.
他先为我们的罪而死。
So he first died for our sins.
然后用这样来挽回罪人。
And through this way, he helped us return to him.
这就是神的智慧啊。
And this is the wisdom of God.
我们今天这些追随耶稣基督的门徒。
For those of us that follow Jesus Christ.
难道我们没有这样的智慧吗？
Do we not have this kind of wisdom?
难道我们的眼光不够远吗？
Is our eyes set on the set far?
末世的属灵征战其实就是两个集团在征战而已啊。
So in the spiritual warfare, it is actually two opposing forces.
如果我们站在高山上，用宏观的角度来看这个属灵的征战。
If we stand on the high mountains and look at the spiritual warfare.
魔鬼是要害人，耶稣是要救人啊。
We can see that the devil is trying to harm us, but Jesus is trying to save us.
是善恶的对抗啊。
This is a battle between the good and evil.
只有两个集团而已啦。
There are only two sides.
不是善就是恶。
It is either good or bad.
那我们信主的人。
So for us as believers,
我们追随耶稣基督的脚步。
We follow after Jesus' steps.
圣经告诉我们啊。
And the Bible tells us.
不要以恶胜善。
To not try.
不要以恶胜恶。
To not try to win against evil with evil.
要以善来胜恶。
But to use good to win against evil.
主耶稣基督做到了。
And Jesus has done this.
他以善胜恶。
He used good to win against the evil.
他用自己的生命来败坏掌死权的魔鬼。
So he used his own life to win against the devil.
他不能够保护自己吗？
Could he not save himself?
他不能够用其他方法来救人吗？
Could he not use other ways to save men?
他没有用这些方法。
But he did not use them.
他用牺牲自己。
He sacrificed himself.
牺牲自己。
He sacrificed himself.
以善胜恶。
To win against evil with God.
当然了，魔鬼没有资格被感化了。
But the devil had no right to be.
但是耶稣用善胜恶感化这些他要救的人啊。
The devil has no right to be touched, but Jesus touched those who he is saving.
他没有用追究的方法。
And he did not try to accuse us of our sins.
啊，这就是神的智慧。
And this is the wisdom of God.
所以智慧要在温柔上显明出来。
So we must show our wisdom with gentleness.
雅各书说的啊。
In the book of James.
要在智慧的温柔上显出你的善行。
That we must show our good deeds in the wisdom of gentleness.
行善要靠智慧啦。
And by doing good works, we must do it by wisdom.
智慧要温柔啦。
And wisdom is gentleness.
主耶稣就是这样为我们留下榜样。
This is how Jesus set an example.
你如何挽回一个人？
How do we help someone return?
他很可恶，你挽回他。
They may be evil, but you help them return.
不是用追究的方式。
It is not by
追究的方式只能把他推得更远。
Not by pointing out their deeds that will push them away.
我们休息一下。
Let us take a break.